All right. Banner Sheet Sports Report. Don't forget to visit BannerSheet.com. That is TheBannerSheet.com. T-H-E, BannerSheet.com for sports, news, entertainment, hip-hop, all that good stuff. But right now I'm going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have been really blazing the NFL up and looking good. But are we ready to crown them? As the late Denny Green would say, if you want to crown them, then crown their asses. But I'm not ready to crown them. Why? No knock against them. But Dennis Green spoke about the Chicago Bears back then. And what was one of the greatest rants of all time. And what he was saying was that the media was ready to prematurely crown the Bears. And I'm saying today that history repeats itself, because it looks like a lot of people are ready to crown the Chiefs. I'm not ready to do that. I don't believe. As good as they look, I just don't believe. I see them as a team that will win a lot of games this year. I mean, that's obvious. They're still undefeated so far. But I think this is one of those cases, and I'm telling you, I hate to be negative, especially on an Andy Reid team, because Andy Reid has coached in the NFL for a very long time and had some really good teams with the Eagles and went to the Super Bowl. And maybe if it wasn't for Tom Brady and the Patriots, they would have had a Super Bowl. We all know about the controversial departure of Terrell Owens and all of that. But anyway, it seems like it has carried over to the Chiefs. The Chiefs remind me very much of those Philadelphia Eagles in the past. Again, that's not a knock on Andy Reid. It's just facts. Even when Alex Smith was there with the Chiefs under Reid, it was the same result. The same result as in the same thing happened that happened with the Eagles when Reid was there. They won a bunch of games to get into the playoffs and the wheels fall off. So I'm not ready to crown their asses. They have a team that right now looks like Super Bowl champions, but look like and actually doing it are two different things. Okay, they have a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback that kind of came out of nowhere. That no, you know, he was kind of like under the radar, and is lighting it up. But Patrick Mahomes is still a rookie. Not battle tested yet. And you have the New England Patriots to dethrone. And that is easier said than done. However, Luckily for Kansas City, they actually get to face New England before the playoffs, even though they're not in the same division. So this will be a nice test for them. And this will give them the opportunity to see if they match up with the best of the best. Also, unfortunately for them, they also have to face Bill Belichick, who is a mastermind and a genius, and will take what he's seen from the regular season game and apply it in the playoffs and probably pick apart the Chiefs if they were to meet again in the playoffs. The problem is, we've seen this before with quarterbacks such as RG3. He's a good example. A quarterback that came into the league and just lit it up. But then people got film on him. And his weaknesses were exposed. Now, I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes has any weaknesses that are to be exposed. Because as far as from what I can see from the eye test, I don't really see any weaknesses. The guy looks like a pro veteran, somebody that's been there before. But if there's somebody that can get under his skin and expose any weaknesses, if there are any, I think it's Bill Belichick and it's the New England Patriots. Then there's the Andy Reid factor again. I just don't know if I trust it, if I can trust it. It's just I've seen this movie before with him. Explosive offensive team, number one rank in the NFL and all that. That's, you know, I looked at the USA Today power rankings. The Chiefs were sitting at number one and the Rams were number two. Whoop-dee-doo. That's great for a young team to build confidence, but it means absolutely nothing in the AFC Championship game if they make it that far. New England has been playing possum. They got blown out by Detroit, where Bill Belichick gift-wrapped a victory for his former assistant coach, Mike Patricia. This is what the Patriots do. This is the Patriots' way. Lose early, win in the end. So, what I'm saying is this. The Chiefs better not be drinking their own damn Kool-Aid. Or be believing their own hype. They're better off taking it one step at a time. And for some reason, when Andy Reid teams start to feel themselves or feel like they've accomplished something, that's when they fall off. The worst thing that could probably happen to this team is something that's happening right now. The fact that they're going undefeated. They're still undefeated. I think they would be better off taking some bumps, some lumps, and some losses now so that they could learn how to overcome adversity. Because let me tell you, the regular season and the postseason are two different seasons. We'll see. we're going to go into the UFC. First of all, Khabib is one badass dude. He dominated that fight. Some idiots want to say that McGregor was hung in there. No, McGregor got beat. It was dominated. Okay, listen. I was reading comments, and it just shows you how hypocritical a lot of people can be. After Khabib lost it, and he had a right to lose it, if you ask me. After he lost it, he jumped over the cage, and I've never seen nobody jump over the damn cage that fast. After being insulted, the things that were being said to him, he deserved to lose it. Unfortunately, he is also losing money. Excuse me. He's losing money behind this because they have had to pay this man. What was it? $2 million or something like that. He was supposed to get paid. This is bull. Pay the man. Pay him. I understand that you have to be strict and you have to prove a point. However, pay this man. This man deserved to get paid. Okay? You cannot promote a fight like this. Excuse me, there's a lot of bumping around. You cannot promote a fight like this and get upset when it turns out this way. This is the kind of fight that was promoted with this thug, Conor McGregor, throwing a dolly, a hand truck at the bus, nearly putting people's eyes out and injuring people, insulting this man's religion, his family. We've all heard it. Now the UFC wants to get strict, or the state of Nevada Fight Commission wants to get strict and punish Khabib. I think it's complete BS. Conor McGregor got exactly what the hell he deserved, and the people that were insulting Khabib also, if they got punched, then fine. They got what they deserved also. There's no room for this kind of talk in UFC. And then the fact that Conor got his ass whooped makes it that much sweeter. He couldn't back up his words. He came out there drinking whiskey, or promoting his whiskey at least. Some people say he looked like he was coked up. He looked like he was high. Probably drunk and high. Never know. But I'm sure they get tested, so. But anyway, I didn't say he was high. A lot of people said that he looked as if he was. I say probably, if anything, he'd been drinking a lot. And that caused him to. Well, that's not the reason why he got his ass whooped. He got his ass whooped because he was in there with a better fighter. Period. Undefeated. Well, this could be 27-0. He's 27-0 for a reason. Conor McGregor wants a rematch and will get it probably. But I say for what? We've seen what he can do against Khabib, and that's pretty much nothing. Khabib made him tap. Forgive the background noise. Got all kinds of stuff running in here. Khabib made him tap. He didn't get lucky and throw a lucky punch, which I hear that that's what Khabib wanted to do. Khabib wanted to throw a punch and end his night for him. You know, punch, you know, get a knockout. It would have been, you know, it would have looked better, you know, to get an actual knockout. But Khabib made him tap. You don't need a rematch. A rematch for what? So you can get your ass whooped some more? You ain't got it. It ain't there. You can talk. At this point, it's over for Conor. It's over. The sideshow is over. I don't know what he's going to do with his life from here on out. But after this rematch, it's over. You know, at some point, we all have to admit defeat. What makes him so special? Ronda Rousey had to face it. She's in WWE now. I think it was Holly Holm. Took out the first time, and then I can't remember the, it's on the tip of my tongue, I can't remember the other fighter that took her out, the last one that she lost to. But that's it. When it's over, it's over. Sometimes you just got to admit defeat and move on. You know, that's that. It's over. Finito. As Birdman would say, are we finished or are we done? It's done, Conor. And then again, I don't want to hear him running his mouth anymore. He ran his mouth against Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather took him to school. That was boxing. But then he ran his mouth even more against Khabib. All the nasty things that he said about Khabib. When you talk that much trash, it's just me personally. You know, I feel a certain way about it. When you talk that much trash, I expect for you to win. I don't expect you to get in there and get your ass handed to you. You got to win. You cannot talk that much and lose. And he lost. He didn't just lose. He tapped. Me personally, losing is losing, but there's something about tapping. If you get knocked out, okay, fine. You got knocked out. You got hit with a punch. It took you out. That happens to the best of us. But when you tap, tapping is different. When a person knocks you out, it says that person has a punch that you couldn't handle and it took you out. It doesn't always mean that they're a better fighter. It just means that they got you. But if you tap, tapping out is like saying this person is better than me. This fighter is better than me. It's a big difference. And Conor tapped. Therefore, Conor should go bye-bye. No rematch if it was up to me. But I don't run it.